The Schoolwork in Europe. February 14, 1902. I wish to make some statements in regard to the work to be done in opening new fields. In the European work, the most perplexing questions will arise because of the circumstances of the field. But from the light given me, institutions will be established, which, though small in the beginning, will grow and enlarge by the blessing of God. Students should be provided with advantages that will enable them to obtain an education as complete as possible in all lines. If the work is arranged as it should be, there will be small sanitariums connected with our schools, the connection to be as close as is deemed advisable by those on the ground. Instruction in medical missionary work should be brought in as a part of the education of the students. And in connection with our schools, there should also be facilities for learning the printer's trade. The students will find most useful a knowledge of proofreading, typesetting, and other lines of printing work. Instruction in canvassing should be given. This work has many advantages. By engaging in it, students can help to pay their way through school. All should be done that can be done to combine talents in such a way as to give our youth the best opportunity of gaining an education that will enable them to be a help in the Lord's work. The skill and talents of workers trained in schoolwork, printing work, and sanitarium work should be utilized in educating students. As the workers in these different lines combine their talents in teaching the youth, they will be an inspiration to one another, and the Lord God of heaven is to be the supreme authority. In the work of education, we are constantly to strive to use the talents God has given to one end, the gaining of a fitness to glorify God in the highest possible sense in this life. Whatsoever things the Father doeth, those things the Son doeth also in like manner. John 5, verse 19. In the language of conscious authority, Christ speaks, saying, "Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." John 10, verse 16. He could say to whom he pleased, "Follow me," and the one addressed rose and followed him. The spell of the world's enchantment was broken by his command. At the sound of his voice, the spirit of greed and ambition fled from the heart, and men rose, emancipated, and followed the Savior. The commission Christ gave his disciples was, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark 16, verse 15. The walls of partition erected by the Jewish nation were broken down. He who is the Creator and the Redeemer of the world presented in his teachings a new order of things. "A new commandment I give unto you," he said, "that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." John 13, verse 34. Not till after Christ's death on the cross did the disciples understand these words. Then they saw that in its height and depth and breadth, Christ's love is beyond measurement. If you arrange your educational work in such a way that it will be seen that you are striving to fulfill the new commandment, the students will receive an education that will bring transformation of character. The command to love God supremely and our neighbor as ourselves will be obeyed. There will be no envious feelings, no strife for the supremacy, no expression, in word or action, of selfishness, the root of covetousness. The Lord desires to see his followers blending, mind to mind, heart to heart, and thus growing to the full stature of men and women in Christ. This unity must be brought into the efforts to prepare the youth and those of more mature age to enter God's service. I see a great work that can and will be done if all God's people will wear Christ's yoke and learn of him. By a living experience in the things of God, they will find rest. I write this to you in London because you all need to know the Lord more perfectly.